Thanks. Football season. I love football season.
Serious.
I have now a new favorite activity, and that is watching the football player videos of them arriving and departing from the games.
Okay.
Oh, it's like their version of the red carpet. Yeah, the outfits.
I can't get enough of them. It's insane. Like, what are you doing, Joan? I'm just watching the football videos. What? Yeah. The guy's coming into the stadium, and the guy's leaving the stadium.
So who's the best dressed?
Oh, I can't even go there.
You've seen Travis Kelce, though. It's pretty
all
flashy.
Day long.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because of him and Taylor that
he's
I have this new fascination, but I'm becoming more educated on who my favorites are. And
there you go.
I mean, I just think it's fascinating that men, you know, I mean, we don't see them in Rochester like that all the time. There are a lot of fashionable men in Rochester, let me tell you. But these football players definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
well, think about
it.
All we ever see of them is in a uniform, right? A football uniform. Okay. So to take them out of that and see what they dress up as is so fun.
Their personalities come out for sure. So, so that's my new, you know, favorite pastime. However, let's turn it into the fashion conversation. And recently, a lot of designers are going a little bit more subtle on, like, big logos on their garments.
Okay.
And now they're focusing more on texture. So big, chunky textures like boucle and, you know.
What's boucle for us normal people.
Who wear cargo shorts and t-shirts.
I don't wear cargo shorts.
Don't change. Yeah, you wear shorts with pockets all over them.
Not anymore. I stopped the cargos. I was told no more cargo shorts.
Oh, you listen to Kim?
Yes.
What a good boy.
But what's a boucle? What's boucle?
Oh, it's a real nubby, thick knit between like a little bit thicker than like a fleece.
Okay.
It's hard to describe without... I'll bring it into the studio here so you can touch the textures, which is really awesome.
Okay.
But chunky knits. In fact, there was a football player that was leaving a football game, and he had on like these big, bold, primary striped sweater with these big bellows sleeves, and the waistline was this thick rib, and I was like, you go. I was just so impressed with his ability to pull that off, and I'm thinking, there is no woman on earth that would probably put that on, but he pulled it off, and you know, it's just the embellishment in the color striping. You know, luxury labels are starting to bring their logos a little bit more subtle.
That's funny that happened, and it is, you know, it's because years ago guys would show up to the games, all had to wear a suit and tie, that was it.
Mahomes still does that.
Yeah, but they're letting people be more individualistic.
Yeah.
There's a commercial. I forgot who it's for. I think it's an insurance company. Two guys show up in the same outfit, gold lamé.
Okay.
Suits, gold lamé with hats and everything. They look at each other. And one says, I told you I was going to wear that. No, you didn't. I said I was going to wear that. They go change. Look, make me look stupid. It's just a funny, funny ad about it. But yeah, I get it. So the fashion, football and fashion. Look at that.
I love it.
Anything that gets you interested in football can't be a bad thing, could it?
No, not at all.
You're waking up with Tony, Rochester's morning show on Warm 101.3.
Today's Warm 101.3.